It's good to see everybody. One of the emerging issues of our current generation is the theme of identity. Have you heard anybody talking about identity in the last year or so? Of course, because right now our world is obsessed with the topic of identity. Everybody has to have an identity. You have to wear it on your sleeve. And the truth is that some identity groups are more fashionable than others. It's practically a crime right now if you identify as a straight, white, Christian male. But if you identify as gay or transgender, you're celebrated and protected. And I say that just to acknowledge the reality of our society right now. Think about all of the popular stories and themes right now that are mostly about people discovering and accepting their identity. Maybe the kids can verify some of these. So the movie Frozen, what's it about? Frozen is about a superpowered ice princess accepting her identity and winning the support of her kingdom. It's about identity. Encanto, I have not personally seen, but the reviews confirmed what I thought, that it's about a normal girl learning to value herself and gaining the affection of her family. About identity. Luca, about a teenage shape-shifting sea monster, learning to understand himself, overcome the fears of his community that misjudges him. Mostly about identity. One from my time, Toy Story. One of the significant characters in that movie is Buzz Lightyear. And what's his arc about? His arc is about accepting and valuing that he is, in fact, a toy. And then finally, Moana is about an island girl wishing she could be happy with the cultural stereotypes of her community, but instead tries to find her identity out at sea. They're all about identity. They're all basically the same story. And yes, of course, there are other stories and themes and messages in these movies, but the main conflict is about the character discovering their identity, in some way coming out about their identity, and then gaining acceptance from their community or family. Now, this theme is not wrong in and of itself. I just think we should be aware of how popular this theme is right now. There are dozens and dozens of other movies that are all about the same theme. Lion King, Pocahontas, Hercules, The Truman Show, Star Wars, the X-Men series, Mulan, the list goes on and on. All of these stories are about the character discovering and accepting their identity. And like I said, this theme is not wrong in and of itself. But we should realize that this theme is getting abused. This theme of identity is getting abused. This theme is the main thrust of the LGBT movement. And I'm going to say some strong words here, and I'm saying them exactly the way I think we need to understand it. The thrust of the LGBT movement is emboldening perverts and people with mental illnesses to accept their illness and their sins as their identity, to embrace it, to flaunt it, and demand that the rest of us accept it as well. I am sorry for these people, but it is a sick thing that our society is doing by telling these people that their sins, that their illness is their identity, and that they should just accept it and be proud of it. This lesson is not about the LGBT movement, but it is about identity. And I want to talk about a biblical perspective on identity. John Calvin rightly said, without knowledge of God, there is no knowledge of self. Identity is important. It is a topic worth talking about. It's definitely true that people need a sense of identity. This is how we learn to value ourselves, when you understand who you are. Our personal identity is strongly connected to our sense of self-confidence and our sense of self-esteem. If you don't feel a sense of identity, yeah, you're definitely going to struggle with self-confidence and self-esteem. Our identity is also how we establish our priorities in life. It's how we find our purpose in life. So again, yes, it's definitely worth exploring the subject of identity. Identity is also how we find our people and our place in society. And this is why the LGBT movement is so attractive to so many young people, because it comes with such a strong sense of community, because there is such a strong sense of family in that identity group. So think about yourself and your own personal identity. How do you develop that? How do you personally identify? Most of the time, we tend to identify ourselves with some big categories in life. We tend to identify ourselves according to our family, our occupation. Sometimes we identify according to our education, our hobbies. Some people's identity is even wrapped up in their hometown. So just speaking for myself here, what's my identity? So in no particular order, I'm a Morris. That doesn't mean a lot to me, but it means something. I'm also a husband. That's a big part of my identity. I identify as a father. That's a very strong part of my identity right now. I identify as a teacher. That does mean something to me. I also identify as an evangelist. I identify as a hunter, whatever that means. Sometimes I identify as a Chiefs fan. All of this and more adds up to my collective identity and how I see myself and how I value myself and how I fit into the community. Identity, again, is how we feel purpose in life. And that is why identity is definitely important. We value our family heritage because that heritage is part of our identity. We value our occupation sometimes because that occupation is part of our identity. We sometimes value our community for the same reason. And we can feel extremely lost if we don't have a strong sense of identity. For example, it is really confusing right now when people ask me where I live. I don't know what to say. It's like I need to know where you live before I can tell you where I live, right? So you all, I guess I would say I live in Ozark, but at the same time, I spend a huge amount of time over at our house in Eminence. But if I was talking to somebody over in the Summers community, I couldn't tell them I live in Eminence. Even though my address is Eminence, technically it's an old township called Inc., right? So that's what I'm saying. I got to know where you live before I can tell you where I live. It's very confusing trying to tell people where I live right now. So identity is important. That's the whole point. Identity is obviously very important, and it's definitely worth exploring. And that's point number two here. Exploring our identity, our self-identity, is normal. If you've ever wondered who you are, that's fine. You're not in trouble for wondering about who you are. It's healthy. And I would even go so far as to say it's encourage to contemplate your identity. But that whole process is not especially valuable unless we get it right. There are some right identities and there are some wrong identities. Right now, our culture is coaching us to just accept ourselves as we are. That is literally the worst possible thing that you could do. Unless you're talking about your hair color and your height, accepting yourself as you are is generally a really bad idea, especially in the spiritual context. That's not what Jesus said to do. Did Jesus go around preaching, telling people, just accept yourself as you are? No. No, he said just the opposite. Matthew 16, verses 24 and 25. If anyone desires to come after me, let him, what's he supposed to do? Deny himself. Not accept yourself, but deny yourself. Take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life, his identity, for my sake, will find it, will find his identity. If you are a Christian, your identity is overwhelmingly defined by your relationship with Christ. All of these other elements of our identity, they're not necessarily wrong. Our family, our occupation, our education, our community, they're not necessarily wrong, but we have to accept that all of those other elements of our identity are really just little sideshows that definitely add some happiness to our lives. But otherwise, are utterly meaningless and potentially dangerous if we mishandle them. On the day of judgment, what part of your identity is going to matter to God? It won't matter when I'm standing before the seat of judgment if I identify as a Morris, as a professor, as a Chiefs fan, as a hunter, or a hippopotamus. My identity as a Christian, as a servant of the Lord and King Jesus Christ, is the only thing that's going to matter on the day of judgment. And so this lesson is really encouraging all of us to remember that if that's the only thing that will matter then, it must be our chief priority and the most outstanding thing about our identity right now. Paul talked about identity when he was defending himself before the Jerusalem council. You remember after he chose to go preach at Jerusalem, he was almost immediately arrested. And there's a series of events where he gets to defend himself. So his first defense is in Jerusalem, Acts chapter 22, verse 3. And he's speaking in front of this Jewish council. And here's what he says in Acts 22, verse 3. Paul says, "I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous towards God, as you all are today." Paul identified as a Jew. His heritage was Jewish. His education was Jewish. His occupation was Jewish. Everything about Paul's identity was completely wrapped up in being a Jew. Paul was born a Jew and proud to be a Jew. And then what happened on the cross? The Jewish law, the Jewish identity, it all died. And a big part of Paul's identity died on the cross. The very thing that Paul had been living for, literally living for every moment of his entire life, it was nailed to the cross. And that perspective, I think, adds a little bit more meaning to what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. When Paul said, "I have been crucified with Christ." He died. Everything about Paul died in that day. "I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Becoming a Christian is a brand new identity. We're not the same person we were before. These other identities do continue to exist. When I become a Christian, I don't like somehow cease to be a Morris or cease to be a male, but those identities do become significantly less important. Now, when you become a Christian, what is your identity? Who are you when you become a Christian? If you're a Christian, you're a child in the family of God. When you're a Christian, your identity now is as a servant in the house of God. When you become a Christian, you become a stone in the temple of God. And so when you become a Christian, it's not even about you anymore. Your identity is completely, wholly, perfectly wrapped up in identifying with Christ. And this new identity is a special gift from God. A little bit is lost, but a lot more is gained. And so in my mind, here's the point. If you're a Christian, your search for identity is over. There's nothing else to find. If you're a Christian, your search for identity, your search for purpose, your search for family, your search for community, that's all over. You found it. You found what you were looking for. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people." You see, that's what makes you special. It's not these other identities. What makes you special is now you're a child of God. "That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light." Verse 10, "Who were once not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. That's everything we gain by identifying with Christ. Now, the reality is that this is not always easy to maintain this identity in Christ. Our identity is really constantly in conflict, and that's completely expected. It's perfectly expected that my Christian identity will constantly come into conflict with the other elements of my identity. And you're well aware that the early Jewish Christians were constantly struggling with this. Even the Apostle Peter. And you know the story from Galatians chapter 2, where Peter's Jewish heritage and his Jewish community was just too important to him. And it came into conflict with his Christian identity. This comes from Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, that's these other Jews came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who were of the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. This was identity in crisis. Peter had a choice to make. And unfortunately, what he chose was not to be seen eating with a Gentile. Peter chose to humiliate his Gentile brothers rather than risk his reputation with his Jewish kinsmen. And so Peter did the kind of thing that sometimes we are tempted to do. Peter chose family over faith. He had to choose which identity would be more important to him. And he chose his physical family, his physical heritage, over his spiritual family and his spiritual heritage. Peter chose his Jewish community over his church family. Now, these kinds of identity conflicts are inevitable, but they can be good and healthy, because these conflicts force us to contemplate who we actually are. These kind of conflicts force us to make a decision on what our identity really is. They force us to choose a side. In the end, there's only one decision that's right. Jesus Christ needs to take up so much space in my identity that there's just not much room for anything else. And this is a process of growth. Jesus Christ needs to take up so much space in my identity that there's just not much room for anything else. So let me get real and specific with you. We need to make the conscious decision, to give a few examples, to identify the most with our heavenly citizenship and less with our earthly citizenships. We need to decide to identify the most with our Lord and Savior and not so much with our presidents. We need to identify the most with our Christian theology and less so with our political ideologies. Identify the most with your Christian family and less with your physical family. Identify the most with your Heavenly Father, and sometimes that might mean you must choose to identify less with your physical father. Identify the most with your sanctification and less with anything else in this world that will distract you from that God-given purpose. Identity is a real thing that's actually important. It's worth exploring. This theme is not inherently wrong. In fact, I would say it's inherently good, if we land on the right conclusion. The only identity that will matter on the day of judgment is if you have elected to identify with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my thoughts for you this morning. I hope it was helpful to you. I realized that I needed to say some things that were strong and tough, but I hope it was still valuable to you. If you're not a Christian yet, God wants you. God wants to adopt you into his family. Maybe you have a physical family. Maybe you're a part of various communities. But the hard truth is those little identities don't satisfy you. They've not really fulfilled your purpose. And God invites you to become a part of His family, to forget those other meaningless identities that you've been chasing around, and to identify with somebody that matters, to identify with Jesus Christ. This idea of identity shows up in Galatians chapter 3 that both Ben and Clayton have referenced today. That's what Galatians chapter 3 is about. Let me read three verses for you. The Apostle Paul said, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." That's who you are now. You're with Christ. Verse 28, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. But you are all one in Christ." These other little identities become utterly insignificant when we become a Christian. And I think that's the happiest life. That's the life that will have the most fulfillment. That's the life where you will find the most purpose. We never really understand ourselves or our identity until we understand our part in the story of the gospel. We will always feel lost and confused until we find our identity in Christ. It is only in Christ that we will find real value and real purpose. And that's God's invitation to you this morning. If we can help you with that, let it be known as we stand and sing the closing number.